Welcome to the Disney College Program mini-series, part of the Life at Disney podcast. I'm Josiah.
And I'm Holly. And today we're talking with Quan, Programs Experience Associate.
And you're also going to hear from Ryan, one of the Program Experience Managers.
They're going to tell you all you need to know about learning offerings and the ways their teams support participants throughout their program.
That's right. Let's get to it.
He started as a Disney College Program participant. Now he supports Disney programs full-time, and he is going to share more about how his team, the Disney Programs Experience Team, supports participants on their Disney journey. Quan, so happy to have you here. How are you doing?
I'm doing excellent. How are you?
Good, thank you. Yeah. We're going to start off with the basics. Tell me about yourself. What do you do? What's your role here?
So I'm from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. I did the college program about 2 years ago after completing my undergraduate degree at Morehouse College. I was at Magic Kingdom, Columbia Harbor House. I worked in food and beverage, and then I switched over to Caribbean Beach Resort as a housekeeper. I left for a few months, and I returned on the program experience team as a program experience associate. We just ensure that the participants have everything they need to complete the program to the fullest. We advocate for the experience and for themselves to make sure that they enjoy the program.
So starting with your experience on the Disney College program,
yeah.
Let's start with the first role that you had. Can you tell me more about that?
I was on the kitchen line, handing out orders. A lot of the time I was at the entrance as a greeter, ringing the bell.
I mean, that's like a pretty big role. Ringing the bell too?
Like,
I'm sure you get to meet like all sorts of different guests.
Right.
That's exciting. Did you feel like you had to put on a stage presence when you were ringing the bell and
be
like super excited?
Yeah, of course,
like,
yeah. I had to get them in here. So I was ringing the bell and, you know, welcome to Columbia, you know, so.
Gotta get people hype.
Yeah. Right.
And then your second role, tell me about that.
Yeah, so I was a mousekeeper, sometimes as it's called. Housekeeping is a tough job, but it's a very rewarding one. So I'm very proud to have accomplished it. But I was able to make a few good friends, and it was just a good time.
Disney College Program participants on their name tags have the college that they attend. So what college did you represent on your name tag?
All right, I attended Morehouse College.
All right.
It's a HBCU in Atlanta, Georgia, and I love my school. I'm a first generation graduate from my family. It was just amazing that I was able to complete it.
Good for you. I think that's something to be proud of always,
yeah.
No matter what. But that's especially amazing hearing your story as a first generation student.
Yeah.
And then what did you major in?
So I majored in Cinema, Television, Emerging Media Studies. We call it the CTEMS program. It is an interest on screenwriting. But we also do dabble in like other production and things of that nature. Yeah.
So basically you're at the right company,
yeah.
is what you're saying.
Right.
Based on that major, how did you find the Disney College program kind of tied into that? Or like what did you learn on the program or in your major that kind of like worked well with each other?
Of course, being on the program, there's a lot of transferable skills that we learn being in operations. Originally when I set out, I wanted to be a director. And so those skills are just invaluable to have. Just being able to communicate with other people. And then eventually I kind of connected the dots like, okay, here I am. Eventually I do want to have a career in this field. And so being at Disney was just perfect.
That's amazing. And then let's talk about Disney on the Yard,
yeah.
which is Disney's initiative with HBCUs and HBCU students. And then drum major Mickey, who is just the coolest. Tell me about drum major Mickey. Like, why is he so cool? Why is he significant?
It's just amazing. In life, we have these iconic figures, and Mickey Mouse is definitely one of them. From childhood, everyone recognizes him. And to see him celebrate HBCUs in such a way is something I didn't know I needed. It's something I didn't know I would ever see. But to see it come into fruition like that, it was just beautiful. I think it's really powerful to see a company such as Disney like recognize us in that way. It really changed my perspective of the program and my opportunities for this company in the future.
It's a little bit emotional to see. And I mean, you know, you see people at these events, you see drum major Mickey, you know, on the field, like marching with everyone. And it's just like overwhelming. It's so, so cool to see. So yeah, no, that's amazing that you got to have that experience. Okay, so going back to your program, you got to do a couple different roles.
Mm-hmm.
You were in different locations. But bear with me.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite memory from your program, and what is it?
I think my favorite memory on my program is when my parents, they didn't drop me off per se, but we met up here. And so they brought me groceries and things like that. But I was able to go to the parks with them, and that was their first time to go to the parks.
Taking people to the parks for the first time is an unreal experience and something you can only do like at Disney to like take some, and like you said, like people revert back to their inner child.
Yes.
And it just comes out and you're like walking down Main Street USA in Magic Kingdom, or you're walking around Disney's Animal Kingdom and just like literal like childlike joy from people. It's so cool. Yeah. I think that's definitely something that, you know, working for Disney is so unique that when you get to experience that. So that's very cool. Did you have any favorite memories from like working with coworkers or anything like that? Were you able to build relationships there?
One friend in particular, her name was Lulu. During that time at Caribbean Beach, we were able to sometimes clean rooms together. But it was nice to have that camaraderie. And obviously that spilled out into, you know, outside of work. And we were just really good friends and still remain friends today. So I'm very happy that we made that connection.
So we've talked a little bit about your experience on the Disney College program. Mm-hmm. Could you share a little bit more about your career now and how you got here? Like, what was that journey?
9 months after my program, I was invited back to the program experience team, and I became a program experience associate. And in that role, I'm a resource to the participants. You know, I work at the front desk of Apprentice Hall at Flamingo Crossings Village.
Can you talk a little bit more about what that actually looks like? Like, what are some of these requests? What are your roles and responsibilities?
Yeah, of course. There is a season for different things. So in that first month, it was December. We had a lot of arrivals. So it was a lot of questions about the tickets. There's going to be questions about where do I go to get my costume? Where do I go to catch the bus? And then, like, when do I get my self-admission pass? If there's an event going on, where do I go to go to the beach trip? How do I pay for this for the beach trip? So it really just varies. So from sitting at the desk to facilitating those trips, but just to be able to be on this other side now, just being a part of making the program experience better, I really just love having the ability to be a part of that journey for the participants.
Sounds like a lot of your role that kind of makes it fun is these educational experiences. And maybe that's not like a formal classroom setting,
yes,
but just what resources can we provide for people? How do we kind of point people in the right direction of like where they want to go and help them accomplish their goals? Do you have any like success stories from that or like favorite times from that?
Most recently, I've just been able to meet some participants who I thought would be excellent in some like internship opportunities. And so I just recommended like, hey, we've been talking for a while now, and I think you have really good head on your shoulders. And so there's this opportunity coming up, and I would love to see, like, you know, you go out for it.
So you've talked a little bit about different events that get put on, mm-hmm, questions that you answer. What are some resources that participants can look forward to when they come on their program?
As a program experience associate, there's a team of us, and we also act as a Disney program advisor. And what that is, essentially, we are all responsible for one of the neighborhoods at Flamingo Crossings Village. My neighborhood is Genie. They can find me for any sort of challenge they face. We do service all participants. Like, it's not just like the Genie participants. They can only come to me. They can go to anyone who's available.
So segueing a little bit more into this care and resources for participants, mm-hmm, you know, I think it's fair to say that the college program can be a little bit of an adjustment for some people. So how does your team help people work through those adjustments, and what resources do you provide there?
Yeah, so firstly, in the arrival week, we have a program. It's called Making the Most of Your Program. In there, we go over, real brief, the living, learning, and earning segments of the program. And we're just giving them tips of how to ensure their program is a good experience. So those include just like, you know, for the living component, that ACC, they are the company that operates Flamingo Crossings. So it's very important that you read the residential handbook, right? Another resource is EAP, of course, that's by the company. And we just make sure that if our participants do come to the desk and they're not feeling, you know, their very best, we give them that number, and they can come meet at our office, and they meet with the therapist.
EAP, tell me about that. What does that stand for?
Yeah, it stands for the Employee Assistance Program, offered by Disney for the full-time, part-time, and for the college program cast members. And so what that is, I believe it's 10 free sessions that you get to talk about anything that may be troubling you.
Oh my gosh, and that's such an important resource to have.
Of course.
I think mental health is becoming more and more important in people's lives. I think it's something that people are starting to think about more and more.
Yeah.
And again, like going back to how it is an adjustment to, for a lot of people, move from their hometowns to come to the Disney College program, having that resource is so, so vital. So that's awesome that you guys do that. What other ways do you help participants set up for success during their program? And this could be maybe, you know, with their current role, with goals that they have. What are some of the things that you guys do?
Yeah, a lot of the time participants, they ask to schedule meetings just to map out their Disney path. We meet up and we talk about those opportunities. Extensions, going part-time, full-time after their program. Some of those premium offerings like the Galactic Star Cruiser. And so it's just getting them on track to let them know what we do offer and then getting them there. So if that's getting your resume ready, we do have resume offerings where you can go and learn about like what's a modern resume look like and what do you need to like move on to the next round.
Mm-hmm. Do people ever have questions about networking or getting connected with other people at Disney that you guys are able to help with?
One of the newer classes is called Friend Working. And with that, we teach the participants how to essentially network.
In what ways did your Disney College program experience help you today?
I'm able to relate to the participant in a way that others who, if they did get this position, they wouldn't be able to relate. So instantly we have that level and I see the participant, I know what they're going through. So it's just really easy to connect, sort of assure them that, you know, while things are like this now, you know, you never know where you can be in the future. I didn't think I would be in this role after my CP, and look at me now.
What advice do you have for current college program participants, or maybe anyone who might be interested in doing the college program?
I would say do it. The college program is a great stepping stone if you want a future with Disney. I would encourage everyone to apply. You never know where you can end up, and that's truly just that's the truth of it. You can go anywhere from there.
Thank you so much for stopping by and just sharing more about your Disney College program experience, the resources you're able to provide to participants. It was just really great talking to you.
Thank you.
Up next, we are going to hear from Josiah and Ryan, another member of the Disney program's experience team. Josiah, passing it to you.
Thanks, Holly. What's going on, everyone? My name is Josiah, and I am here with someone who I truly believe is a legend here at the Walt Disney Company. He's done two Disney College programs. He's a part of our Disney Programs Experience team. He's someone who champions inclusion, and he's one of my favorite people just worldwide, not just here at the Walt Disney World Resort, but anywhere. This is Ryan.
Hi Josiah. Stop. Oh my gosh, you're making me blush.
Well, I told you when we met that it was like you were adding into our own Disney College program Avengers. Like, you were the missing piece.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
I am so glad to be here with you, but also to be your teammate, too. So.
I mean, I love working with you each and every day, right? And everything that we get to do for our participants here on the Disney College program.
First of all, what made you apply to the Disney College program?
When I was growing up, right, so I grew up on the West Coast, so I was used to Disneyland kind of being in my backyard. I grew up with the Disneyland Resort Annual Pass. So we used to go multiple times as a kid every year. We'd go, that was like our family trip, right? And this was in 2006, so there wasn't a Disneyland College program at the time. So it's funny, right, when you think about, like, you know, when you, I always reference, like, you know, the multiverse, right, in Marvel. When you think of the multiverse and how different things would be had there been a program back in 2006 at Disneyland Resort, I don't know where my life would be. Honestly, I was walking through Arizona State University, through the Student Union. This is back in 2006, so there was flyers, and the flyers advertised the Disney College program. So I attended an in-person session to learn about it. I was just curious, what would it be like to put on that name tag and to be a Disney cast member? So really, it was more curiosity than anything. My first program I worked at, back then it was Disney MGM Studios, now known as Disney's Hollywood Studios, and I was crowd control for the Disney Stars and Motor Cars Parade and for Fantasmic.
So that's where you started, right? Mm-hmm. And then you did another program after that. So walk us through the journey of that first one and then deciding, you know, I want to do this again.
So I did the second college program, this time working at Disney's Animal Kingdom. Mm-hmm. And I was a safari driver for Kilimanjaro Safaris. So that was just wild, to say the least, no pun intended. It was just so much fun, and that was also back in the, now we're going to 2007, we're catching up with the current timeline. And it was just, again, I had moments where it pinched me even back then. I was like, I'm on a college program and I'm saving a baby elephant from poachers every 20 minutes. Mm-hmm. I was actually a theater major. The fact that our guests can come here and we paint this story of it's been years in the making of this moment, which was cool.
So we shared that in common where I also, theater performance major, went through my whole life from age 3 to 23, right, as an actor. Yeah. What was that like to be able to bring in that theatrical experience and that knowledge into a place like Walt Disney World?
It was really, really cool. Right. To, again, I think growing up, like I think of Jungle Cruise and I think of Great Movie Ride or even the bellhops at the Twilight Zone Tower of Terror and just the stories that they get to bring to life and even those little acting moments, right? You know, maybe you're not an actor on a stage show, but those are those moments that really kind of elevate, at least to me, elevate the attractions into a Disney level experience.
So whether you're a current student or you've recently graduated, you know, we have a lot of people who have a lot of different experiences from business all the way to, like us, theater. Mm-hmm. And what is it like for someone to come in to this program? How can they get that experience and how can all majors benefit from, like, the learning program, for example, and the learning experiences?
Regardless of what your major is, there's something that will go with it, right? So let's say you're an engineering major, right, and you're here. We have engineering classes that you can take, right? You can meet engineers that work here at the resort that build our attractions, that keep our attractions maintained, and we'll teach you and go through that. Same thing with, like, finance, right? We have finance classes you can take. We have labor and workforce sessions that you can learn, HR sessions that you can take.
So you talked about that time frame. I don't remember if it was the summer or when it was, but realizing, like, hey, I can be doing this, and I want to try this again for a second time. So you go through that second experience. What were some of the key takeaways for you and learning lessons that you had during that second time?
Yeah, on that second college program, I learned that networking was crucial, right? Being able to meet people, who knows you, right? And also, what's your reputation with those individuals? What do they think of you? I learned about work ethic, making sure that, you know, you're putting everything you can into your work. And truthfully, as long as you keep doing that every single day, I firmly believe that it will just pay off. On my second college program, I met my now husband. So that was a big piece of it as well. And just forever grateful that we got to meet here and that we were given a space that was comfortable enough for us to have a relationship as well, too. It was just really, really encouraging, and just it felt good to be here and to feel like it was being celebrated.
I think one of the special things that we get to do is showcase our business employee resource groups to our participants. And I know for both of us, it's incredibly important to do that. But why is it, from your perspective, so important to be able to showcase this to our participants?
We want to make sure that everyone knows that they have a place here. That's one of the reasons why I love this company so much, is that we celebrate that diversity, right? And we celebrate that inclusion. And so it's really important to me and to everyone else on this team to push that forward and to open our doors to our business employee resource groups to come in and help teach what they do. What is a BERG, right? What is the importance of diversity in the workplace? And how do you develop future shows and attractions? And how do you better the business by celebrating that and making sure that you get viewpoints from everyone in the room? Mm-hmm. That's really important to us. So our partnership with our BERGs, they're fantastic, right? Whether it's with, you know, Pulse or Pride, Famasia, we have some amazing partners here that like to come out and just showcase who they are, right?
And I know from personal experience, even just like our meetings with our team, that you are someone who you're passionate about inclusion, and not just as one of our five keys, but that's just who you are as a human being. What is the driving force behind that for you, and how do you see that playing in with our participants here?
Our participants, they come from everywhere, right? You know, we have multiple programs, one of which being the international program. So it's so important that they feel like they're a part of a community here, right? We have people here who maybe it's their first time being away from home. Maybe it's their first time living with another roommate. It's their first time working for a Fortune 100 company. It's a lot. It's overwhelming. So I think it's so important just to let everyone come in as they are and just feel like everyone else, right? Everyone deserves respect. If you're going to be a future leader, if you're going to be a future cast member, that's going to be a big path to your future success, in my opinion, is understanding how to cultivate inclusion and celebrate it.
Ryan, what are the intentions and thoughts that go into creating these courses and these offerings for our participants? And then in that same realm, how do we pick and select guests to come and visit?
We have alumni that have finished the program, everywhere throughout the Walt Disney Company. And so I think that's the coolest thing is people, they always want to come back and share their story. And I think there's a drive for a lot of us as cast members to want to inspire the future. So we have an awesome pool of talent to use when coming in. We get a lot of our feedback from our students, and our students, they'll tell us, right, of what subjects they want to learn, whether it's different forms of leadership, or if it's even animation was a big one as well. We had a lot of requests for animation. So we had Michael Woodside. He was the lead animating supervisor for Luisa from Encanto. Right, so he came by and gave an amazing presentation, and he even signed like hundreds of Luisa lithographs. Everybody got a copy of at the end. Like, just major love to Michael Woodside if he's listening. So it really is just feedback taken from our participants, taking that, figuring out what does it look like, who are the right players to bring in, and then kind of tapping into that pool and seeing who is available and ready.
Yeah. So recently, you and I, we did about a 45-minute video session talking about the learning team and all the components.
Yes.
We don't have that amount of time here right now. But if you can, just for a few minutes, describe the learning component for this program.
Absolutely, yes. So we have four buckets, which I got to know very well in that 45-minute video with you of getting the wording just right. We have four main buckets. So while at Disney Programs in our learning, we have instructor-led offerings. So these are probably your more traditional, when you think of classes on a Disney program, this is probably where your mind might go to. But I promise you, they're nothing traditional, right? They are probably untraditional in every sense of the word, and that's the best part about them. So these are classroom settings where you're getting to meet and network with different leaders from across the company. Just in a few weeks, we're gonna have our two senior vice presidents of operation, Jason Kirk and Mary Beth Bisneri. We're so excited to have the two of them here so they can meet our students. And last fall, right, we had Jeff Volley, our president of the Walt Disney World Resort. He was here meeting our students. So those are just really cool, unique experiences. Mm-hmm. We have that. We also have experiential learning. So this is our hands-on experiences. So with that, we have Discover Disney offerings. Those are very popular, too, I will say.
Yes.
Yeah, they're very popular. Those allow you to go and explore behind the scenes and see how we make the magic. The idea is, again, like I said earlier, right, you could ride a free-fall ride anywhere in the world, but you come here and you go on the Twilight Zone Tower of Terror, and there's a Disney element to it. And so, we will deep dive into that. We'll take you through. You'll climb around the Tower of Terror. Mm-hmm. You'll see how the ride works. You'll get to meet cast that work there, hear their stories, and just, it's fun too, right? You get to get the peek behind the magic. So we have experiences like that. We'll take you to Avatar Flight of Passage. We'll take you to Millennium Falcon Smuggler's Run. We'll also explore the shows too, right? So we can take you to Indiana Jones Epic Stunt Spectacular and get to meet the cast and crew there. So really, really cool, unique experiences that you could really only get while being on a Disney program. Yeah. There's also career path development. So this is another main category, and these are courses that focus on your development. So things like resume, networking, marketing, right? So all of those fall under career path development. And those are standalone sessions. They're offered virtually and in person as well here at Apprentice Hall. And then there is, of course, academic support. That's big because I think back to my journey, right? This wasn't on my college program specifically, but being a cast member while being a student, it's tough to balance all that. And we know that we have a lot of people here that while on their program, they're also still a student. Mm-hmm. So academic support allows us to work with their scheduling partners. We can request time off for them so they could attend certain sessions, take certain exams. That's through the independent study hall option. Or you can even do some exam proctoring. We'll work with your professors and we'll administer an exam as needed in a private room here. So those are kind of our main categories of learning here within Disney programs.
A lot of people may be listening to this or watching this and think that you're just describing, you know, all of the things that may be on the website, but you actually get a chance to be in the room. Like, you're leading many of these sessions, or you're there and present and seeing what the environment is like. So when people think of a classroom setting, of course, it's hands on the desk, taking notes, writing,
yes,
right?
Yes,
but you get to see how just fun they are and open and free. And what is that like for you, one? And two, what is it like for a participant to walk in and to experience a lot of these things?
I love that you asked that. That's probably our biggest piece that we try to work through, is making sure everything here is comfortable and informal. We believe, you think of, you know, Bob Iger keeps talking about creativity, right, and how important that is. And so we believe that to spur creativity out of people who are on the program and our future cast members, we need things to be comfortable, right? Because that's where creativity comes from, is being comfortable. Yeah. And being able to feel like you can be you and feel authentic.
So how can a participant use the experiences that they learn in the classroom, in their roles, wherever they are across the Walt Disney World Resort?
We do like to think of our classes as a learning laboratory, right? You can come in, you can pick up all these skills that you can take with you to your work location right after class. And there's skills that you can take with you even after your program, regardless of where you're going in life. Skills like improvising. We have an improv for improvement class that we actually host once a month. Critical thinking, that's a big skill to master. Things like communications, how to communicate effectively, how to listen actively. You know, what are all the HR functions that occur? How to tell a story, right? Mm-hmm. In our magic of storytelling class, we're going to teach you how to tell a story. Things like elevator speeches, if you're ever interviewing or auditioning for things in the future, right? Learning to be concise. And even that stuff could carry through into guest conversation, right? Or customer conversation outside of Disney. You can come here, learn some stuff, and take it out there with you too. We highly encourage it, actually. It's very, very, very cool to see. So we have some really cool success stories as well for students that attend our offerings. I think of our social media team that visits, right? Which they have, again, follow Disney Programs Life on TikTok, but also follow Disney Parks on TikTok if you haven't already. But our social media teams and our team that run our TikTok, right, like their intern currently, they met while in class here. We also have our Wilderness Explorers at Disney's Animal Kingdom, where if you haven't seen that attraction or that experience, you can go around the park and collect badges. We actually just got to celebrate. It was our very first person who... She attended the Wilderness Explorers class just to learn about the business, what makes the Wilderness Explorers unique. So we'd cover those things in the class. And then we got to bring her back 6 months later because she got on the team. So now she is sitting in the director's chair at the front of the room telling people, I was just in your seat 6 months ago. And look, now I'm over here. And so that was Victoria, she's fantastic. So we got to celebrate her as being one of the first people to do that since the program came back, right, of being in the classroom. But now you are teaching what you were being taught a few months earlier, which is so cool.
That's the type of stuff
that's so cool.
Goosebumps on.
Yes.
Man, that's incredible.
We love Victoria. The wilderness must be explored. Caw-caw roar. Yes. They taught me how to do the little the thing. It's all about the back of the
back
caw-caw
of the head.
Roar.
There you go.
Yeah.
Caw-caw roar?
Caw-caw roar.
I'll get it down one day.
You'll get there.
Ryan, somebody's watching this or listening to this, and you know they're right there on the edge. They're thinking about this being their experience, the Disney College Program, you know, being a part of their journey, and they're just not there yet, but they're almost there. What do you have to say to them?
The Disney College Program changes lives. I'll say that, right? Regardless of what you want to do, where you want to go, everything here, I think, kind of builds upon transferable skills and what you could do in the future.
Well, thank you so much, Ryan, for coming here and sharing your wealth of knowledge on all things Disney College Program. We are so thankful to have you here. And of course, wherever you're watching or listening from, be sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, wherever you listen to podcasts. Follow us across all social media at Disney Programs, and we'll be sure to see you soon for the next episode of the Life at Disney College Program miniseries. This episode was brought to life by Matthew Nixon, Amy Trivers, Bethany Cobbs, Brianna Gold, Brandon Colon, James Smart Jr., John Hughes, Jaron Kaufman, and Allie Fisher. Editing was done by John Hughes. Music arranged and produced by Nat Young Music Group, Inc. Design and graphics by Joshua Davila. And a special thank you goes out to the Disney Programs teams.